Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding more Katon Daf Dalet in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, starting Halacha Gimel. So the Mishnah. If there is water around one tree, you can pull the water from one tree to another. And the reason is because De'ailon, a field of trees, we treat it as Beis HaShlochim. If you don't water it, it will get ruined. It will be a hefset. You can't come and water an entire field just to take water from one tree to another. This goes back to Beis HaShlochim. Zroim, you have plants that we didn't water before the moyet. You can't water them on the moyet, in the moyet. It has to be already watered once before in order for it not to be a big tircha. The Chachamim allow both, and the Gemara they can explain if referring to the first part of the Mishnah or not. But the first part of the Gemara goes on the assumption the Rabbanan do argue in the first part of the Mishnah, as we'll see. So says the Gemara, Ramano Omer Lestam. Ramano said the following on his own. Rabbi Avon said it b'shem Shmuel. The what? The Machlekes of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbanan regarding the first part of the Mishnah, b'stam chalukim. Talk about a regular field. And Gemara explains, Manan Kaimin. If you're talking about the trees are very spread out, so everybody agrees you're not allowed to water the entire field. It's like considered to be like Beis Abba. In Beis Sufim, the trees are very close to each other, you can water the field like Beis HaShlochim. And the Kidan Kaim, what's the Machlaik has been a Tui Mata Esser La Beis Seo. When you have trees, 10 trees within a Beis Seo, plus the Miyakov Olokim Ruvochim, considered that to be that they're spread out and you can't water the entire field only to draw water from one tree to another. Rabbanon Avdol Kiritzuf and Rabbanon that argue at the end of the Mishnah, the Gemara now understands, refer to the beginning of the Mishnah as well, they hold you could water the entire field because it's considered to be very close to each other. Says the Gemara, Ha Rabbanon Ami Bim Ruvochim also the Hashkos, which is established according to Rabbanon, if it's very spread out, you're not allowed to water the entire field. In that case, Ma'ula Hamshich, can you draw water from one tree to another? So the Gemara, Nehilif Adod Rabbanon Midav Lozmi Yaakov, let's learn Rabbanon from Lozmi Yaakov. Come on, Lozmi Yaakov, Oma Bim Ruvochim also the Hashkos, Motul Hamshich, Lozmi Yaakov in his Shita, what's called Ruvochim, 10 trees within a Beis Seo. You're not allowed to water the field, but you're allowed to draw from one tree to another. Ken Rabbanon Ami Ruvochim also the Hashkos, and Motul Hamshich, also Rabbanon in a larger field, they hold you're not allowed to water the entire field, but they will agree that you can draw water from one tree to another. So the more look in Savanim Mimar, so which is established if the trees are very far from each other, everybody agrees you can't water the entire thing. So the more offer love on love kim revochim who. So more here is referring to a Mishnah and Maseches Shvis that there's a shita that says that offer love on, which means de'abal beisabal, offer love on is another nickname to beisabal, is considered to be something that you could water in Shemitah. So you see there is a shita that holds that you can water it. We just brought here the Rabbanan hold. And they are the more makel. Even they hold the Beis Sabal, you cannot water the entire field. Isn't offer love on Kibru Vochimu? So why there you find a sheet in Maseches Shvis that holds you could water the entire field? So it's more very simple. Kan b'shvis, kan b'moyet. There's b'shvis. Shvis, you could water a field, a Beis Sabal as well. And moy, you can't. Ma bin shvis, ma bin moyet. What's the difference between shvis and the chol moyet? Shvis, el deishu mutas malocha shvis, you could do a malocha. There's no issur malocha on shvis. The only problem is to go and be dealing with the field. So the mod of the Adam base, yitir ben dova shu tariach, ben dova shein yar tariach. So then you can do things even though it's harder work. But moyet el deishu asu ben malocha, but moyet in al do malocha in general. So yitir el dova shu ovet, will va dova shein yar tariach. So then you need both conditions met. Should be dova ovet, and it's not too much of a tircha. So Beis Sabal that you didn't water before, as Reb Chaim said in the beginning of the Masechta, it's harder to go and water it. So therefore, you now let it do in Chol HaMoed. But in Shvis, if you have a problem of Pseido because you have their trees, so then you're allowed to water it even though it wasn't watered before. Viz the Bay Meim and Shvehinim in Ado, Shvis, they said another pshat. Shvis al Deishes Manem Rubaitiu. Well, this is mana kotzer also. Similar answer to what we said before. Shvis, you have a very long time. So yeah, you have to allow people to water this de'abal. But moyen is only 7 days, so therefore they didn't allow it. So it's like more a similar question to what we said before. Oysen shivas yomi machoinim, loy mistabim avdivin ki shivasi me'aregel v'yosurim. So according to this, the last 7 days of the year, you should not be allowed to water the Beis Abal. Because now it's only 7 days, like shivasi me'aregel, should be yosur. And the Gemara does not answer this. Reb Chaim says, Loi plug Rabbanon. Once we said that Shvis is mutter, it's always mutter. Says the Gemara, Ashkan Tanya, found in Fereish Abayso, Merhabit Zim Be'ofer, Lov HaMashvis, Avalei B'moed, clearly we differentiate between Shmito and Chol HaMoed, the lot of water in this day Lovon in Shmito, but not in Chol HaMoed. Chorim Matirim B'zeo B'zeh, Chorim allow both. Ma'o B'zeo B'zeh, what does it mean B'zeo B'zeh, what are they referring to? He's referring to the last part of the Mishnah. Ben Shishosu Kodem Regel, Ben Shishosu Kodem Regel, doesn't matter if it was water before or water after. Talk about the Zeroim and Beis Shlochim, and now referring to the first part of the Mishnah. Or, and I'm going to use here the Gius HaRab Chaim, or Ben Elon, Ben Bezroim. Or we're talking about, also the first part of the Mishnah, as we understood till now, they're coming to argue to say you're allowed to water a field of Ilanois if it's in the size of Beisel, as the Gemara mentioned in Amud Aleph. Halacha Da'al Zok Demishah. Tzodim is a issues or weasels, v'zach borim, the mice, v'zdeh ha'ilon, in the sode of trees, of v'zdeh ha'lovon, in v'zdeh ha'lovon, even though it doesn't, you can water it, k'darkoi b'moyed u'v'shviz, you can do it both in Chol HaMoed and Shmito as usual. V'doim v'zdeh ha'ilon k'darko, v'zdeh ha'lovon shalok k'darko, in v'zdeh ha'ilon, you can do it the normal way of hunting these animals, but in v'zdeh ha'lovon, you do it only shalok k'darko, because it's not needed as much. If there is a hole in the fence around the field, you can close it in the moyed. Shviz can rebuild that fence. So Gemara issues the chuldo issues as a weasel. Avishin Rael Dover, it's not said, we don't know clearly from a pasuk. Zechle Dover, we have something similar in the pasuk that says, Nofel Eshes Pal Chazu Shemish. So referring to Esh, we say, doesn't see the sun. So you see that issues means a weasel who is in the ground doesn't see the sun. Nichab is Deahilon. So ask the Gemara, what shot do we allow to do in Zdeh Lovan? It's not as necessary, it's not such a big hefset. Says the Gemara, Zdeh Lovan, she's smuchel Zdeh Ilon. Talking about Zdeh Lovan, which is next to a field of trees. So if you have weasels over there, they will go into the field of trees. Kedarko, when it says in the Mishnah, you can do it normally. Tzad b'metzudo, you capture it with a trap. Shaloi kedarko, toichet b'shibut u'maka b'kardum. He takes a spit and puts it into the ground and hits it with a hammer. U'mirad desa adoma takteo, and that's how he smashes the adoma below and kills the weasels beneath. Tani mechrivim choyri animolim b'moyet. Chol HaMoed, you could go and destroy the ant holes in the field. How exactly you destroy the habitat of the ants? You take ants from one place to another. They fight each other and kill each other. B'neim has to be that water goes, there's the channel, the water channel going between the two places of the nemalim. If not, they go back to the original place. There's a hole in the fence. You can fix it in the moyed. So the Gemara says, how do you fix it? Evan al gabei evan, v'tzor al gabei tzor. You put a stone above a stone, and you put mud above the mud. You don't do it the normal way, as we'll see in a moment. Ubishviz boine kedarko. What's kedarko? Evan al gabei tzor, v'tzor al gabei evan. That way the fence can hold longer, as you put a stone, a brick, on top of it a little mud, and then on top of it more brick, on top of a little mud, and that's how they hold each other. Or pirtzah she'in a sogo es ha'ofer. A pirtzah she'in a sogo es ha'ofer, also the god of ubishviz. And only talk about a opening. If there was a crack in the fence, it has no other, there's no fence at all there. It's completely open. But if there is sand over there that covers, that closes the gap, then you're not allowed to go and build the fence. V'tanikin, kol parz piyuta shisogas offer, if you do have there the mud, the earth, that's closed the gap, also go to b'shviz, she'ena sogas offer, muto go to b'shviz. Question how open it is. If it's considered, it's already considered to be closed, it looks like he's going to plow the field. Says more b'shein machshas sarabim. That's only if it's not causing people to get damaged to rabbim that passing by. Have machshas sarabim, people pass by and they can get hurt. I'll be shisogas offer mutal god b'shviz. Then you could go and build the fence, take away any damage to the rabbim. Kado, as we learned, if his wall is falling, is tilting down, so you knock down the wall and rebuild it because it's danger to the rabbim. Says more of yistur v'leivneil. Why don't we just say to knock down the wall and don't build it at all? Just leave it open. We allowed him to rebuild it in order to go and knock it down. Don't build it. So he won't knock it down. But in Tzobot, this sakana will cause danger to the rabbim. So he merely said, knock down the wall and you will be allowed to rebuild it. So merely people will do it. And that's how you allow to do that even in Chol HaMoed. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Moed Katan Daf Dalet.